Vortex Temporum. Composers and the inner thoughts about this and that. A podcast by Lee Mina and Art Nutin.
It is not.
It's the goose.
The bird in the tender for this from different cues.
This or that.
Face of
to lose a place, to lose the house you built, to lose the opportunity to see and embrace your loved ones, to lose the opportunity to do what you used to do. Nullification. It is not the end. It is the beginning. Again and again. The same happens with every new composition. It comes from nowhere, from nothingness, from point zero. You accept it, observe how it grows, what it asks for, what it needs. You have the opportunity to see what happens to your music after you die, how it is interpreted, how it is received. I try not to interfere in the rehearsal process. There is a score with all the inaccuracies and mistakes, the imprint of life. Now it speaks. You are gone, again and again. With life, of course, is different. Not so safe. A wrong step and you hurt your loved ones. There are two perspectives of acting, the epic and the dramatic. The epic perspective is the initial knowledge of what awaits you. You go forward in the light of absolute knowledge. The dramatic perspective is the unknowing. You face destiny in all its suddenness and make decisions here and now. We cannot know what will happen in the next moment, but we can illuminate our way with love. Then you can be sure that everything that was, everything that is, and everything that will be is love. Thus, the epic and the dramatic come together. Any loss, any mistake is trauma in the dramatic perspective. But love gives everything meaning, reconciles it, gives strength to accept again and again. What can one person know about the other? If the person knows little about himself or herself and is regularly redefined. In any case, our knowledge about the other is a construct. This means that we can also reconstruct our ideas about the person. The way we do this, assign him or her as good or bad, is up to us. We can demonize the good as insincere. The bad can be whitewashed by sympathy, by making excuses. Moreover, it is possible that at certain point, with the accumulation of a critical mass of this or those constructs, inertia comes into play. and black unconsciously blacks out what has not yet been blacked out. However, it seems that this process is reversible, because we are hardly dealing with finite territories. A spot of any size can be found endlessly small. This is how soul became poet. What makes us choose one or the other side is determined by experience, environment, internal predisposition. Most importantly, the ability to deep self-reflection and readiness to discover ourselves from different angles, including, if not primarily, not being afraid to see ourselves as bad, as a mistaken one. In the face of others, I am the same construct. It is worth letting others into ourselves and to love. Otherwise, blackness will overtake again and again. It is important not to trust the first reaction to this or that situation. Just as it is important to give the other the right to an erroneous reaction. We need time for reflection, so that the reaction becomes the result of reflection, not reflex. Not always, sadly, there is time for reflection. Then something irrevocable happens, about which we regret and cannot change, except our attitude to what has happened. By changing attitudes, we change what has happened. We change the world. Again and again. Again and again.
You listen to Dmitry Korlyansky. This episode was released on 3rd January 2023. Vortex Temporum is a podcast by Limina and Arte no Tempo.